Hi, and welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 22. I'm Janice Cunning.
And I'm David Langiuli.
So, David, we are going to talk today about meditation.
Yeah, another word for it is mindfulness, meditation being a particular practice in the field of mindfulness, which is getting a lot of attention in the business press, like in the professional world. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In fact, I was kind of looking at some of my favorite books this morning and I'm like, oh yeah, they all touch on meditation, like Forbes Magazine, Inc. I mean, yes, they're all
right
about meditation.
Yeah. It's very present. And I'll share with the audience, it's something I started, it's going back for me, not quite 20 years, but I was living in Wyoming. And I was nominated to be in a leadership program called Leadership Wyoming. And part of that, this is what got me on the leadership path. I don't even know if I've ever told you that, Janice. At the time in that program, there was most of the program was about the inner work of a leader. Yeah. And so that's when I got introduced to meditation. And that's when I started practicing mindfulness. Yeah.
Wow. And so what would you say as a leader that meditation has given you?
That's a great question. I'm tempted to say, I don't know, which is a good, perfect answer, right? What is it? So it's been an on again, off again practice for me. And, you know, we're going to share with the audience what we're doing together, which has really made it more formal and in terms of a sitting practice. But what I find is that the practice of mindfulness and meditation brings clarity, patience, intuition, insight. Not that, like, there's something around like oh, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to get all these things. It's not even like that for me. It's just sit and meditate and then, you know, see what changes over time for you. Yeah. What about for you, Janice?
Yeah. So I think I actually, when I first was meditating, which was also off and on, it was the Deepak Chopra Oprah meditation experiences that I did. And then I actually got to meditate with a woman called Susan Piver, who's a well-known Buddhist teacher, when I was in Hawaii with my sister for her 50th birthday, which was about 3 years ago. And I started with more guided meditation, which I think if people haven't done it, that's a suggestion I would make. It's a nice way to kind of get into it if you're just kind of unsure what to do. And now, as you know, I don't like guided meditation because I actually really prefer the silence. But I think it's a good kind of gateway into it. But
yeah,
I would say for me, I like the fact that you kind of just can see that you have these thoughts and they're fleeting and they go away. And so
exactly.
It's like that not being attached, like that, you know, you kind of realize when you're meditating, like, oh my God, we just have thousands of thoughts, right?
Yes.
That are running through our brain like all the time. And we don't have to get hooked by them or, you know, even really like interact with them or think about them. It's just like imagine them going by in the river and just let them go. So
yeah,
that's one thing. And I think, you know, as you know, like one of my personal core values is space. And so just like having spaciousness, I've talked about this before on the podcast, like kind of in my life and in my calendar, and it just helps me feel more grounded in myself. And I think just like that's part of the reason of wanting the silence, you know, and not having guided. It's just like to actually, it just creates like space, which I think creates creativity. Like I think in today's society, it's like we hardly ever have time to just be.
I know. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's going to trigger a lot of folks in the audience. Like, what? You just want me to sit there and, you know, do nothing? And the answer is yes. We'll talk a little bit more about that here. There was something about the, for those who have not tried to meditate established a practice. There are some apps out there I've heard good things about, like Headspace, I've heard very good things about, which you can start to, if you like to get into this on a guided way, those things can be helpful. Like you, Janice, I really enjoy the spaciousness of no thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, it could also, some people like walking meditation. Actually, mm-hmm. When I was in Hawaii, that was one of the things that was interesting was like, we were there sort of for the week and every day we had different things that we tried. You know, for some people like breathing, you know, focusing on their breath. For other people it's having a mantra. So right. You have to kind of experiment. Like I will admit, I tried many different things and then, you know, I think that's all part of the journey that you have to kind of take to figure out what actually makes sense for you.
Well, and you and I are essentialists. Let's just be straight with the audience. And the essential meditation that comes down from India, you know, over the millennia is just to sit and focus on the breath.
Yeah.
That is, and even that is a structure. So yeah. You can even let go of the breath.
Exactly, yeah. So one of the things that I think is unique about us, which we did want to share with the audience, is that you and I and another good friend of ours, Karen, Monday through Friday, we have a set time, you know, 7:30 in the morning, and we get on Zoom, which is a video platform, and we have a couple minutes to connect, and then we sit and meditate together, which whenever I tell people, they're just like fascinated by
it. Well, what I appreciate about it is it is a structure. Again, we're talking about structures here, just like the breath is a structure for meditation. Having accountability partners, like having a little pod or a little group like we do with a set time, we support one another in our meditation practice. And my discipline, you know, some people are afraid of that word discipline, you know, but I will share that my discipline in meditation practice has gotten much better since we've created our connection this way. And it came out of our leadership program where we actually spent a whole 24 hours in silence. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And we fostered like a sense of meditating together each morning. So
yeah.
And I think it's interesting too. Like it brings up for me, you know, especially for you and I, that because we have this business together, like it's another deepening of our connection, you know, and mm-hmm. The research actually shows that it's like when we meditate with people, we are strengthening those bonds and social connections that we have with other people.
Yeah, I like what you're saying about that, because there's a sense that if I sit and practice by myself, which is fine, you know, that it could be isolating. And so if you're looking to establish a practice, or I'm saying in the audience, or if you have a practice but it's not very consistent, sitting with other people in the Buddhist tradition, we call this the Sangha, but creating your own mini Sangha might be helpful, you know.
Yeah, and I think it is, you know, some people may already be doing it at their office, because I think it is gaining like this, like mm-hmm. There's lots of science and research, you know, behind meditation now. So mm-hmm. The skeptics, you know, can kind of go and read all of that. But that's something we'd love to give the audience to try is like, why not, if you don't have a practice and you're looking to create one, or maybe you have a personal practice and you're looking to expand it, like, why not take this into your workplace? And find some, you know, like-minded people who would be interested in the morning or at lunch or whatever time works for mm-hmm. you to sit for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Silence and breathe together.
Yeah. I think when we started, Janice, so were we doing 10 or 15 minutes? I can't remember. It was not quite 20.
Yeah, we've worked up to, I can't remember either, but I know we went to Yeah, we went from 15 to 20 for sure.
That's it. Yeah.
And.
So, you know, you could start with 10. And the most simple practice is just to sit and settle and focus on the breath and have someone set a timer on the phone, like you do that in the morning, or I set it on the computer. And when the time is up, you go on with your day.
Yeah. So, you know, let's encourage people, like, try it for a month and just see, like, then notice, like we're saying, like, notice, you know, not that there's supposed to be an outcome from meditation, but just be in awareness and notice how it makes you feel.
Yeah, I'm going to amp it up. Here it is, like, because that's what we do as coaches, right? If you really want to give it a shot, and if you've been playing around on and off, and you want to join us for 20 minutes, reach out, because Janice and I and Karen, who's our third tribe mate who sits with us, we would love to have you join us. We're more than willing to welcome you into our little meditation pod. So reach out to one of us if you really want to go for it.
Exactly. Yeah. It is really, I think it's one of the most delightful parts of each day. You know, for me, it's something I really look forward to. And so there's something to try.
Now go put it into practice.
See you soon.
Ciao.